This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The House of Representatives is back at work this week with airport security issues still unresolved. The Senate unanimously approved its version of the bill last week. The sticking point in the House is a provision that would make airport security screeners federal employees. The House Republican leadership opposes adding some 28,000 people to the federal workforce. Two Republican House members join me now, Congressman Greg Ganske of Iowa, who favors federalizing airport security workers, and Congressman J.D. Hayworth of Arizona, who opposes the move. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Bob.
Congressman Ganske, why do you support making airport screeners federal workers?
Well, Bob, as you pointed out, last week the Senate passed its version of my House bill, the Aviation Security Act, 100-0. That meant that strong conservatives like Chuck Grassley, Phil Graham, Don Nichols, Trent Lott, Strom Thurmond, and Jesse Helms all voted for that bill. And they did that because there was a provision in the bill put forth by two Republicans, Conrad Burns and Mike DeWine, that said those screeners at the airports would be under the authority of the Attorney General, who would set the conditions and terms of employment and dismissal different from other federal employees, and it would forbid strikes by security screeners. And that was the compromise that then brought forth that unanimous 100-0 vote. And I think that's a reasonable compromise.
Congressman Hayworth, why are you opposed to that?
Well, I think rather than work at taking a look at the roster of support in the Senate, let's talk about the benefits of a bicameral legislature. And I appreciate the provision that Greg has outlined, but I think we ought to carry it a further step, make sure legislatively, rather than leaving this up to some ephemeral bureaucratic ruling, that in fact we legislate that this is a different type of role, this is a law enforcement role, this will not become another civil service job where it won't take more than an act of Congress to result in wrongful dismissal if somebody's slacking off. And then you have a broader question, Bob, of total airport security, the caterers, the baggage handlers, a variety of different things that all become a comprehensive approach to ensure aviation and passenger safety.
Why is it important that they be federal workers, Congressman Ganske?
Well, I think we need to professionalize those screeners. We've had lots of reports from the Inspector General that the way it's been working, where the airports or the airlines are in charge of the security and they just privately contract with companies, hasn't worked. Those companies have been fined millions of dollars. They've hired people with felony records. They hire at the minimum wage, and as soon as those people can get a job down the hallway at the McDonald's, they leave. We need to really make that job into a professional job, and that's why in the Senate they put it under the aegis of the Attorney General. Those employees would then be under terms and conditions similar to, for instance, assistant U.S. attorneys. And I think that, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, the House of Representatives really needs to get its acting gear and put this on the floor. All we're asking for is a fair chance to debate this on the floor.
Congressman Hayworth? What's the next step? Is there any room for compromise here?
Well, I believe there is. I think what we have to do, rather than embrace the status quo, which I don't think anyone defends, indeed, post-September 11th, you don't hear the carping about a strong national defense any longer, nor should we debate the reality that we have to have a strong, secure aviation system. What we need is a comprehensive approach that does not set up a new civil service permutation. What we need is a strong security background check on all airport employees and uniformity in a new type of thinking. That's why we'll work in the House to hammer out those provisions that are so important rather than leaving it loosely based to legislative intent or having someone in the bureaucracy interpret the intent of the Congress.
Where's President Bush on this issue?
Well, President Bush actually embraces the attitude of the majority in the House, and that is to have this contracted out, but with stringent requirements and scrutiny so that wrongful dismissal, again, will not take an act of Congress, that you're able to move in. If people are ineffective, they're replaced immediately, and you don't end up with ephemeral, quote-unquote, quality of life issues. You maintain this as a national security aviation safety issue.
Congressman Ganske, you think you'll prevail on this?
Bob, I think we have the votes to pass the Ganske-Andrews bill, which is the companion version to the Senate bill, but this is my fear. In the House right now, there is a Republican bill, there's a Democratic bill, if one or the other of those would pass, we'd have to go to conference, and the conference has been the graveyard of legislation. What we'd like to do is to pass the bill that passed the Senate, get it to the president's desk. He has not issued a veto threat on this bill. I think that he would sign it because we need to get on with making our airports more secure.
Thank you both very much. Republican Congressman Greg Ganske of Iowa and J.D. Hayworth of Arizona.